ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 लिबरेशन फ्रॉम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी टेक्स्ट नंबर 37 कंटिन्यूड। सत्वम् रजस् तम इति त्रिवृत् एकम् आदौ सूत्रम् महान् अहम् इति प्रवदन्ति जीवम् ज्ञान क्रियार्थ फल रूपतयोरु शक्ति ब्रह्मैव भाति असत् च तयोः परम् यत्। सत्वं रजस्तम इति त्रिवृद् एकमादो सूत्रं महान् अहमिति प्रवदन्ति जीवम् ज्ञानक्रियार्थफलरूपतयोरुशक्ति ब्रह्मैव भाति सदसच्च तयोः परं यत्। सत्वं रजस्तम इति त्रिवृद् एकमादो सूत्रं महानहमिति प्रवदन्ति जीवम् ज्ञानक्रियार्थफलरूपतयोरुशक्ति ब्रह्मैव भाति सदसच्च तयोः परं यत्। सत्वं रजस्तम इति त्रिवृद् एकमादो सूत्रं महानहमिति प्रवदन्ति जीवम् ज्ञानक्रियार्थफलरूपतयोरुशक्ति ब्रह्मैव भाति सदसच्च तयोः परं यत्।
Yeah.
Mataji's? Word to word meaning Sattvam, goodness, Rajaha, passion, Tamaha, and ignorance, Iti, thus known, Trivrit, threefold, Ekam, one, Adau, in the beginning, before creation, Sutram, the power to act. Mahan, the power of consciousness. Aham, and the false ego. Iti, thus. Pravadanti, is called. Jivam, false ego, which covers the living entity. Jnana, the demigods, as the embodiment of knowledge. Kriya, the senses. Artha, sense objects. Phala, and fruitive results, such as happiness and distress. Rupataya, assuming the forms. Uru Shakti, possessing great varieties of energy. Brahmeva, the supreme alone. Bhati, is manifest. Sat Asatcha, as both gross objects and their subtle causes. Tayoho, both, Param, beyond, Yad, which is. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Originally one, the absolute Brahman, comes to be known as threefold, manifesting itself as the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance. Brahman further expands its potency and thus the power to act and the power of consciousness becomes manifest, along with the false ego which covers the identity of the conditioned living being. Thus, by the expansion of the multipotencies of the Absolute, the demigods as the embodiment of knowledge become manifest along with material senses, their objects and the results of material activity, namely happiness and distress. In this way, the manifestation of the material world takes place as a subtle cause, and as a material effect visible in the appearance of gross material objects. Brahman, which is the source of all subtle and gross manifestations, is simultaneously transcendental to them, being absolute. We are continuing the purport. This is part D. The absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is devoid of material qualities such as mundane goodness, passion and ignorance, because He is an ocean of transcendental qualities and therefore has no need for inferior qualities in the material world. As stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 4.10, Mayam tu Prakritim Vidyan Mayinam to Maheshwaram. Understand that Maya is a material energy, whereas Supreme Lord is the Supreme Lord of Maya. Similarly, it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mayam Chatad Apash. Maya is always under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as it is understood from the above discussion that the material world is an emanation from the impersonal Brahman potency of Lord, Brahman itself is an expanded potency of Krishna. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Brahma Samhita 5.40 states, Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti, koti shvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam, tad brahma nishkaram anantam ashesha bhutam, govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that in impersonal Brahman there is neither transcendental activity nor the supreme pumartha or benefit of human life, namely prema, love of Godhead. If one is prematurely dazzled by the expansion of Lord's bodily effulgence known as Brahman and therefore does not actually come to know the supreme personality of Godhead, there is no possibility of actually understanding one's eternal identity as an eternal blissful expansion of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The subject matter is summarized in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 1.1.3. Yad Advaitam Brahmano Purushali Tad Api Asya Tanubha Ya Atmanantaryami Purusha Iti So Syamsa Vibhava Shad Aishwaryai Purno Ya Bhagavan Sa Swayam Ayam Na Chaitanyat Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Param Iha. Purport ends here. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaive Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस ब्यूटिफुल सीरीज ऑफ वर्सेस विच कंटेन द डिस्कशन बिटवीन नवयोगेंद्रस एंड किंग निमि. And this particular chapter entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, we are now discussing the answer to the third question of King Nimi. So the first question was the power of illusory energy Maya. The next question King Nimi asked was how influence of Maya. And third question now, which is being answered here, the question is the greatness of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of Maya and also who is the cause of everything. So in answer to that question, sage Pipalayan, he is mentioning very beautifully as to how everything is caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. And this particular translation and therein the purport explains in great detail how ultimately, everything is cause of Brahman, but Brahman is the cause of, the Brahman is caused by Supreme Personality of Godhead. So today's subject matter of discussion will be cause of all causes. Who is the ultimate cause of all? I remember one time one devotee was giving a talk here in Bhagavatam class, and he mentioned a very beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. This was Srila Prabhupada when he was traveling in an airplane. And when Prabhupada was traveling in an airplane, it happened so that during when the airplane was going, the pilot came out of the cockpit and straight came to Prabhupada and asked him, "Are you the founder of the Hare Krishna movement?" And Prabhupada nodded his head and he said, "I have read many of your works, many of your books. I have some few questions. Can I ask you some questions?" And Prabhupada said, "Why not?" So this pilot told Prabhupada, "It will be nice if you come to cockpit, because now the pilot is out of cockpit, you know. People may have doubt, you know, what's happening, what's going to happen, you know." The pilot had put an autopilot mode maybe, and it's come out of cockpit. So he took Prabhupada into the cockpit. And then he was on his pilot seat and Prabhupada was sitting next to him. And he asked a question to Prabhupada, that, "Swamiji, what is the cause of all causes?" And Srila Prabhupada saw him. It's a very good question, straight question, coming from an American pilot. So Prabhupada said, "Krishna is the cause of all causes." Not that God is all the causes and everything. Prabhupada straight, "Krishna is the cause of all causes." And his pilot said, "Oh, Krishna is the cause of all. So Krishna, God is the cause of all causes." Prabhupada said, "Yes, Krishna is the cause of all causes." Prabhupada reiterated. So then pilot asked, "So everything which is there in this creation has come from Krishna?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes." "So everything you see comes from Krishna, as you said. So everything good we see has come from Krishna?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes." And then he asked his question, which was the most important question of his life, you know. If everything has come from Krishna, everything good has come from Krishna, is everything bad also coming from Krishna? So kind of a loaded question, you know. If Krishna is the cause of all bad things, then why Krishna is like that, you know. So Prabhupada smiled and Prabhupada gave a very wonderful answer. Anyways, Prabhupada got down from the plane and there at the airport he was getting a very warm reception, a royal reception at the airport. Many devotees had come to pick him up. There was the arrival address at the airport. Many press reporters had come. And Prabhupada, they bought a Vyasasana from temple to the airport. We were thinking, Prabhupada is, you know, he's from Vaikuntha, he's from Golok. How can he sit on a, you know, in a ordinary seat? So they made him sit on a Vyasasana. And Prabhupada began his talk by saying, "I met a pilot in the plane, very intelligent pilot, and he asked me a question." So Prabhupada framed the same question to the audience now. And Prabhupada asked the devotees there sitting, "So everything is coming from Krishna?" And everyone said, "Yes." "So all good things come from Krishna?" "Yes." So all good things, all bad come from Krishna. And everyone was like, paused. No one could say that answer. And Prabhupada smiled and said, when he asked this question, then Prabhupada replied the answer that, Prabhupada told him that, what is the cause of day? So the pilot was not able to understand Prabhupada's initial, Prabhupada little clarified. Prabhupada, you can see the daylight now. What is the cause of daylight? Then he said, sun. Sun is the cause of day. Then Prabhupada asked, what is the cause of night? And then he was little confused. What is the cause of night? So Prabhupada said, is the cause of night also the sun? And the pilot said, how come? And Prabhupada clarified, the cause of day is the presence of sun, and the cause of night is absence of sun. And Prabhupada said, similarly, Krishna is a cause of all causes. The presence of Krishna in one's life is a cause of all good things. And the absence of Krishna in one's life is a cause of all bad things. And the pilot was very happy. Simple answer to this pilot, and he was satisfied that Krishna is ultimately the cause. His presence and his absence makes the effect in our life. So there is this remote cause, the ultimate cause, and that there is this immediate cause. The immediate cause is our free will, our choice, whether we need Krishna or we do not need Krishna. But whatever, the cause is ultimately Krishna. So the next question came from him that, Swamiji, we are talking about peace all over the world. So how to achieve peace? And immediately Prabhupada quoted this verse, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhurdam Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. So Prabhupada did not say about equality and brotherhood, all that. Prabhupada said that Bhoktaram Yagatapasam. If you understand, Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is Maheshwaram, controller, proprietor, and Krishna is Suhrat, the well-wisher friend of everyone. Such a person will always be peaceful, and a society where these principles are taken into consideration about Krishna, that society will be peaceful. Prabhupada often would say in his conversations, everyone is talking about equality, peace can come when everyone stays together, there will be brotherhood. Prabhupada said there cannot be brotherhood unless we acknowledge the fatherhood. And that fatherhood is Krishna. People are talking about brotherhood, but no one is talking about who the father of all these brothers are. So that missing point is there. Like for example, the example of Kauravas. We see Kauravas, especially Duryodhan, he always was very much calculative in terms of strength, in terms of big Aishwarya opulence. He would always calculate in that terms through Pandavas and also themselves, himself. For example, in Bhagavad Gita first chapter, we see that the very second verse of Bhagavad Gita first chapter, we see Duryodhan. Duryodhan is first, after he sees the entire army of the Pandavas, a little fear has come in his heart. Because he never thought the Pandavas could amass such an army. He only thought 5 Pandavas will walk in with some few people here and there. But around 11 Akshonis have come. So in that fear, trying to cover that fear, he is trying to now calculate the strength of both the armies. So he is first mentioning the strength of Pandavas. So he is mentioning all the 5 Pandavas, who are there on Pandavas' side. And then he mentions his own strength. Who are on the Kaurava's side? There is Dronacharya, there is Bhishma, there is Karna, like that. So, you see, he was mentioning everyone. But on Pandava's side, he forgot to mention Krishna. He mentioned everyone on Pandava's side, but he forgot to mention Krishna. That is how materialistic world is. They take into account everything except Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he taught us a transcendental way of counting. Generally, counting begins with 0 and then 1. 0, 1, 2, 3. But Prabhupada said, no, first 1 has to come and then 0 will come. Because everything in this material world is actually a 0. Because ultimately at the end of the life, what will happen? Nothing will remain. We have to carry on without anything from this material world. So at the end of the life, the equal to sign will come and that will be 0. But however, that one, Krishna, when it comes, then Prabhupada said, that one will give value to all the zeros you have in your life. All the opulence, all the fame, name, prestige, whatever you have in this life, will get value when that all the zeros are used in the service of that one. So this is where the non-devotees, they commit error, where they don't account for Krishna. So Prabhupada was very clear. Who is the cause of all causes? Krishna. Good things come from Krishna's presence and bad things come from Krishna's absence. Now this word cause of all causes has been a subject matter of research and talk in literally every division of the society. Like for example, you pick up any textbook, science textbook, you will find discussion on what is the ultimate cause. Someone may say that it has all come from chemical evolution. So that's their research. They came to a point where they understood that everything has come from chemical evolution. Or someone might say the same phase, little different, that we have come from monkeys. The cause is all that from monkeys we have evolved as humans. Or someone may say that it has come from Big Bang. And Prabhupada beautifully answered his questions very nicely. Prabhupada said, how can something come from chemical, you know? Because we generally see in our life that even chemicals are coming from that object which has life. Chemicals, they don't come themselves, but life gives rise to chemicals. Never chemicals give rise to life. His Holiness Loknath Maharaj was mentioning in one of his class that people in this world think that everything has come from chemical evolution. The first organic being or the bacteria, amoeba. He was mentioning everything has come from amoeba. And he was mentioning actually the word amoeba. The word ba also means in Marathi, father. People are thinking that everything has come from amoeba, but we are saying we have come from Vithoba. So, is everything coming from chemical evolution? Is everything coming from monkeys? Like Prabhupada once said in humor that maybe Darwin's ancestor will be monkey, you know, but our ancestors are really evolved species. We all come from Brahmaji, who is the first created being, very intelligent, four heads. What about Big Bang? Has everything come from Big Bang? No. We have heard so many bangs, but all those bangs have created destruction. Never any kind of a creation was done by a bang. And even if a bang has happened, who has caused that bang? Prabhupada would ask. Who has caused the bang? If there's a bang in this material world somewhere on the earth planet, there's an inquiry commission set up. Who caused the bang? But no one is asking who caused the original bang. So there are different ways people are trying to infer who is the cause of all causes. Beyond modern thinkers, then come the spiritualist. In spiritualists, there are Shunyavadis who said everything has come from nothing. And Prabhupada said, we have no experience of everything or anything coming from nothing. So in this material world, everything and anything has not come from nothing. How can originally everything and anything can come from nothing? Then way beyond, a little more, the impersonalist Brahmavadis, they say everything is coming from Brahman. Everything is one. This is itself is not a complete answer. We'll now go through a very beautiful answer Prabhupada has given us. People beyond Brahman, they may say that, well, things have come from various personalities. Someone may say, Brahma is the cause of all creation. Is Brahma the cause of all creation? Let's see. No, Brahma is not a cause of all creation. Because when Brahma was asked by his son Narad Muni, are you the cause of all causes? Immediately he said, no. The cause of everything is Lord Mahavishnu. This comes in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter is called as cause of all causes. So Brahma was very clear. In fact, the same Brahmaji, at the beginning of creation, he beautifully sang this verses, series of verses, Brahma Samhita. And he mentions in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So he is saying, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Our Acharyas give commentary on that. Bhaktisiddhanta Sotakura says, he is saying Ishwara Krishna, not Ishwara Krishna, he is saying Ishwara Parama Krishna. Why? Because Brahmaji knows in this creation there are many Ishwaras, including himself. But he is saying Ishwara Parama. The greatest of all Ishwara is Krishna. He is even giving name, Krishna. And Anadir Adir. Someone may ask, okay, if Krishna is the cause of all causes, what is the cause of Krishna? So immediately, Anadir, he has no cause. Adir, he is the cause of everything. And then specifically, it is mentioning who this Krishna is, who this, because Krishna is also multifarious, leelas, his potencies, his different expansions. In that specific is Govinda. Anadir Adir Govinda. So he's referring directly to Golok Vrindavan, that Krishna who is herding cows, Govinda. So this is the explanation given by Acharyas. So Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. So we can say Brahmaji is very clear about, so if Brahmaji is supposed to be the cause of all causes, he is saying, I am not the cause of all causes. And the same Brahma Samhita, Brahma is also very clearly saying that not just me, but even Brahman is not the ultimate cause. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. We just sang this verse in the purport. Very clear. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Prabha. Brahma is saying, this Brahman, which is unlimited, undivided, unfathomable, this Brahman is just prabha, effulgence of Govinda Mahari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Brahma is also not the cause of all causes. Lord Shiva. Some people claim Lord Shiva is the cause of all causes. You see, Lord Shiva is all, but he, what does he say? He is always glorifying Krishna. He is meditating on Lord Ram. So ultimately, he is also not cause of all causes. Someone may say, ultimately, nature is the cause of all causes. Devi. Prabhupada would say, if you call nature, who is nature? And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Devi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. So this Devi maya is under my control. So definitely, nor Devi, nor Shiva, nor Brahmaji is controlling the whole thing. Then comes who? Then our Shastra has mentioned, Lord Vishnu is the cause of all causes. So in Brahma Samhita verse, Ishwara Parama Krishna Srila Jiva Goswami gives a brilliant commentary. He mentions that there are so many forms of Vishnu. Who is the cause of all causes? Who is the main Vishnu, is the cause of all causes? And then he quotes Bhagavatam and he says, in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned that there is a list of incarnation given, I think second chapter of the Bhagavatam. And in that list, it begins with four Kumaras and Narada and ultimately Matsya, Vamana, etc., etc. And finally, on 20th incarnation comes Krishna. So Jiva Goswami mentions that maybe people may think that Krishna is on the 20th incarnation list. So how can he be cause of all causes? But to clarify the point, actually Bhagavatam gives Krishna on the 20th list and not on the first. Because on 20th, after 20th, second, 21st verse is important. Ete chamsa kalapamsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. And all the 19th incarnations mentioned so far are all cha amsha kala. Either they are expansion or part and parcel. But ultimately, who is the cause? Krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So in this way, Jiva Goswami is very immediately clarifying that how Krishna is the cause of everything, cause of all causes. However, we go internally very much into the realm of devotion, then we find a new paradigm. We enter Vaikuntha, we see everyone is worshipping Lord Narayan as the cause of all causes. Then we go further into Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, no one is accepting Krishna as cause of all causes. That's another paradigm shift. When Yashoda is told that your son is Supreme Personality of Godhead, then she is surprised initially. And then she says that you must be joking, you know. So this is Yashoda. She never considers Krishna as the cause of all causes. On the other hand, further in Madhurya Ras, the gopis, when anyone glorifies Krishna, they immediately say, Krishna is getting all his strength from Srimati Radharani. So you see, there's a complete different paradigm in the spiritual world where the whole glory goes to Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Radharani. I was reading a beautiful pastime recently during Balaram Jayanti. It happens that in Balaram Jayanti, this beautiful pastime took place. Lord Balaram killed Pralambasur. So Pralambasur, the whole game of tug-of-war which was happening between Krishna party and Balaram party, and Pralambasur was in Krishna party. So that happened in the Bandirwan forest. And then when Krishna's party lost, so Krishna had to pick up Sridhama on his shoulders and run around, give him a good ride. So Pralambasur picked up Balaramji. And then he kept on running beyond the boundaries of that whole thing. And he crossed Yamuna and he ran to the opposite end to another forest. And there, that place, Balaramji understood that this Pralambasur actually is not my friend. He's a great demon. So the demon expanded his size and Balaramji killed the demon. So that place where he killed the demon is Akshayavat. Even today also the Akshayavat is there, beautifully manifesting on this side of Yamuna. Now near to Akshayavat, there a pastime took place. That one day, all the gopis along with Krishna were there. And Srimati Radharani and all the gopis mentioned that we have heard that this Akshayavat is very famous. You always come here near this place and you play the game of wrestling. You play the game of wrestling here. In fact, there is a village next to Akshayavat called as Kasrata. Why? Because that place got named because that was a place where Krishna would often come and play Kasrat. It is also called in local language wrestling, or coming together and doing some exercise. So the gopis asked Krishna, we have heard that you always, you know, you lose, you never win. And Krishna said, no, I always win. Oh, we have heard that you always lose to Sridhama, you know. And Sridhama is a younger brother of Srimati Radharani. So why don't there is a wrestling between Radharani and you? So Krishna said, yes, I will show that I have power. And there is a wrestling match and Srimati Radharani defeats Krishna. So here is Vrindavan, the same cause of all causes. We have developed a theme now that how Krishna is the cause of all causes. And here is Vrindavan where Krishna is not given any importance. Where Krishna's devotees are given due importance, and among all devotees, Srimati Radharani is given importance. So there's a different realm in spiritual world where the same cause of all causes, he admits that he is not cause of all causes. He admits defeat. Why? Because he considers his devotee to be greater than him. His Holiness Mahavishnu Maharaj, in one of his talks, I was reading the transcription of the talk, Mahavishnu Maharaj from Gujarat. So he was mentioning a very beautiful pastime. One day Narad Muni, he came to Lord Krishna and he asked Lord Krishna, oh Lord Krishna, who is the greatest? So Krishna said, I think the Pancha Mahabhut is the greatest, because it is that cause of the entire creation here. Pancha Mahabhut, five elements. And now Krishna turned the question back to Narad Muni. He said, okay, of this Pancha Mahabhut, Narad Muni, which is the greatest? So Narad Muni thought for some time and said, I think the earth element is the greatest. And then Krishna asked Narad Muni, okay, earth element is the greatest. So this earth element, of which the earth planet is very prominent. In this earth planet we find 3/4 is covered by water. So which is greatest? So Narad Muni said, water is greatest. The ocean is greatest. And Krishna asked Narad Muni that this same ocean was gulped by Agastya Muni, was drank, swallowed by Agastya Muni in one gulp. So who is greatest? So Narad Muni became a little more interesting. He said, Agastya Muni is greatest. And Krishna says, Agastya Muni is one of the stars in the firmament of this universe, cosmos. So which is the greatest? He said, the cosmos is greatest. The universal creation is the greatest. And then Krishna said, this same universal creation was covered by the feet of Vamandev. Just one feet and he covered the entire firmament. So who is greatest? And Narad Muni said, Vamandev's feet is greatest. So Krishna smiled, because now the conclusion is coming, you know. And Krishna asked Narad Muni, so Vamandev's feet and my feet, if my feet is greatest, am I not the greatest? So Narad Muni said, yes, Krishna, you are the greatest. But where do I stay? Narada became a little poised. He didn't understand, where do I stay? I stay in the heart of my devotee. So who is greatest? And Narada said, your devotee is the greatest. So this is how Krishna gives all the credit of his greatness to his devotee, because he is completely sold out to his devotees. Like this famous episode which is there, wherein we see that how, why should Krishna ever give all of his greatness to his devotee? Because a devotee, he goes beyond his limited capabilities and surrenders everything to Krishna. When devotee surrenders everything to Krishna, Krishna goes one step ahead and becomes purchased by the love of devotee. The same Krishna who is just a cause of all causes, a very remote cause for an ordinary person. Like for example, an impious person, if he gets some good news, that let's say he has got a very great job or he has got a good opportunity abroad, immediately what will think? This is all because of my accomplishment. The same news if a pious person gets, that he has got some good news comes to him, what does he do? Immediately says, destiny. Or he says, I worked very hard. And then finally he may go to temple and offer puja and worship, thank God. So that will last thing. But first he thinks high power or himself is the cause. But if a devotee gets the same news, as soon as devotee gets the news, what he says? Krishna, thank you. First he thanks Krishna. And then he may thank the immediate cause, the person who is giving the news, and then he may also thank some other people involved. But a devotee, he immediately thanks Krishna. For a devotee, Krishna is not a remote cause. Krishna is the cause. And then Krishna becomes the only the cause, that Krishna gets purchased by the love of his devotee. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja. So one who surrenders, Krishna takes full responsibility. That person whose responsibility Krishna takes, that person can see the remote cause in his life. That remote cause can be seen as immediate cause in the devotee's life. Like a very senior devotee in our ISKCON movement was once traveling, and one man came and asked, have you seen God? So this sannyasi said that, yes, I have seen God's hand in my life. So that is understanding of devotee. He sees every moment how God is intervening, arranging things, either good or so-called bad. It's all God's connection. I was recently in Badrinath and I had a very nice story that how a devotee is completely sold out to Krishna and is just basing all his wishes for Krishna to be fulfilled. There's an old man staying here somewhere and he had a deep desire that he wanted to go and see Lord Badrinath, Badri Vishal. He was a very old man and he knew if he takes a journey he will never again going to come back. So he went all the way to Badrinath walking. It's an old story. And many people actually told him that he will not make it, please don't try it. And even if you make it, maybe, the 6 months of darshan may get over and the darshan may be closed, you may not get, so don't try. But he kept on trying, thinking, waiting, hoping that I have to see Krishna, he will definitely give me his darshan. So he kept walking and finally he reached Badrinath on the day, on the evening when it was locked. So the priest came out, he locked everything and he was walking away. The old man said, oh, don't lock this place. I have come all the way walking down, let me see one darshan and then I'll go away. And the priest said, I can't do that. It's a regulation. It's not my temple. 6 months is human worship and 6 months then demigods worship. So I can't enter. If I enter, something wrong will happen to me. I can't take that risk. So he pleaded and pleaded and pleaded, but it was a law, it was a rule. So the priest went away. And this man, just thinking that now he will not get darshan of Badrinath, maybe he'll die for that next 6 months, So he fainted. He fainted and then he woke up and he saw no one in Badrinath, that town. Then he decided, let me end my life. So Alaknanda river was flowing. So he went and about to jump in Alaknanda River, cold, freezing cold river. Someone just tapped his shoulder and said, "What happened? Why are you jumping?" And there was a young man, you know, beautiful young man. And a horse was nearby, a beautiful horse. So he said, why are you worried? He said, I didn't get darshan of Badrinath. I want to commit suicide because there is no use of my life. My Lord is not reciprocating with me. Don't worry, tomorrow morning it will open again. Oh, the priest said, tomorrow morning it will not open, the last day of the... Don't worry, I know the priest was joking with you. Tomorrow morning it will open. And tonight you do one thing, you come with me, you stay in my cave. I have a very nice cave here. It's very warm inside. So that night, he was taken into a cave, which was very warm. Can you imagine 6 months of that, you know, snowfall, terrible snowfall. So there was warmth inside the cave. And this young man pulled out the game of chess. And he said, "I like chess. Would like to play with me?" And the old man said, "I have never played chess in my life." "So no worry, I'll teach you. You play with me." And eventually he started playing. And this old man kept on winning all the games. To give encouragement, this person allowed the man to win. So the whole night they were playing chess. In the morning he said, "Let's go to take bath in Alaknanda and the gate will open." So they came out and when they took bath and they came upstairs, there was a priest. He was opening the door. And this man said, "Oh, I knew you were joking yesterday with me, you know. You're joking that you will not, for next 6 months, the door will be closed. But now that you have come again today, you know." And the priest said, "What are you talking, you know? And I am surprised. How you stayed 6 months here? In the snowfall. I thought you would die, you know. 6 months?" "So no, I just stayed a night, you know. And this man was there and turned around. And the man was not there." And then he realized that actually it was the same Badrinath Badrivishal whom he wanted to see as a deity form. And because of his surrender, he got much more than what he wanted. He got personal association, the kindness, the warmth of Krishna. So this is how Krishna, he goes million folds ahead of his path to reciprocate with a devotee. There's a famous saying, you take one step to Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps. Sometimes Krishna steps can be Vamandev steps also. So Krishna is very fast in reciprocating with his devotees. So there's a famous story which comes in the Mahabharata of how it was Krishna alone because of which the Pandavas won the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So one devotee, Srinivas Acharya Prabhu from our congregation, he was mentioning that in the Udupi Krishna temple, there is one Kavya which was composed by one of the Acharyas called as Bhamini Satpati, in which it is mentioned, it is all about Krishna's great love and care for the Pandavas. And the Kavya is always kind of a rhyming with the same word. It was because of Krishna that Pandavas won. It is because of Krishna the Pandavas won. And everything, every time Krishna Pandavas won, there is a small pastime. Telling that how, because of Krishna, everything happened in their life. So the first Kavya mentions that how the battle of Kurukshetra was actually, in one way, Duryodhana was trying to do the match fixing there. Because when the agreement was to be signed between Pandavas and Kauravas, the Kauravas made the agreement and told Yudhishthira Maharaj sign the agreement. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj told what is the agreement, he was shocked. The agreement was that in 18 days the battle should end. In 18 days the battle should end. If the battle goes beyond 18 days, by default Kauravas will win. So that was the first agreement. First point. Second point was, if even one of the 5 Pandavas they get killed during these 18 days, by default Kauravas will win. Third was, till all the 100 Kauravas are not killed, Pandavas will not win. Even if one Kaurava remains after 18th day, Kauravas win. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was shocked. No, this is complete match fixing, you know. So he turned to Krishna and Krishna said, "Don't worry, just sign it." So Yudhishthira Maharaj, with full confidence on Krishna, he signed that agreement and the war began. And then we saw at every stage of Pandava's life, it was Krishna alone who was saving them. Saving them from Bhishma, saving them from wrath of Dronacharya, Karna and so on and so forth. The first incident when Krishna protected them was simple. He told first Arjuna that, "Do you know, today Bhishma has kept 5 arrows in the night. Tomorrow he is going to use those fire arrows to kill all five of you Pandavas. It was because Duryodhana actually had incited Bhishma's wrath. And because of which Bhishma said, okay, you think that I am not fighting very strongly? He invoked those five arrows and said, these five arrows are five Pandavas, I'll kill them tomorrow. But Duryodhana was very timid, so he said, can I keep those five arrows tonight, you know? Because I am not sure, tomorrow you may think I don't know where the arrows are, you know. So he had doubt on Bhishma also, so he kept those arrows with him. So he kept in his quarters the arrows under his pillow and is having good sleep in the night time. And here at the midnight, Krishna wakes up Arjuna. He was sleeping. So Arjuna said, why? What's wrong in not sleeping? He said, it's not a time of sleeping. You should go now and go to Duryodhan, go to his tent, and you remind him that many years back he had promised you when you had saved him from the Gandharvas. That time he had asked, Duryodhan asked Arjuna, what do you want? Ask. And he said that I don't want anything. Then Duryodhan said, okay, and in future if you need something, you can ask me. So go and remind him now. And when he asks you, what do you want? Tell him that those five arrows under his pillow, he wants that five arrows. So Duryodhan was waken up in the night by his doorkeeper and said, Arjuna has come. He was shocked by Arjuna came in midnight. You know? So Arjuna came and he told Duryodhan that I want those five arrows. And Duryodhan was shocked because no one knew about those five arrows except him and Bhishma. And above all, no one knew where the arrows were. When you were here confidently, Arjuna is saying that give those five arrows under your pillow. So reluctantly, Duryodhan had to give those five arrows. So this is how Krishna first protected Pandavas. Next, when Bhishma was overpowering the army of Pandavas, it was Krishna who went to Yudhishthira Maharaj and said, do you remember before the battle began you went and took blessings of Bhishma and he had told you Vijay Bhava? So now go and ask him that how it can be Vijay Bhava? How I can get victory? Because with you in the opposite army I cannot be victorious. So tell me how I can remove you. So then with that question Yudhishthira Maharaj goes to Bhishma and said, you said Vijay Bhava, you said victory. And now how can we be victorious? Because till you are standing there in that army, we cannot be victorious. And Bhishma understood that this is Krishna who had provoked Yudhishthira Maharaj for this question. And he said, I know who has provoked. So Krishna, then Bhishma revealed a secret that only when a lady comes on the battlefield to fight with me or someone resembling a lady or a past life something, then I will not fight. And that was a hint which Krishna told, bring Shikhandi. And because of Shikhandi's intervention, Arjuna was able to defeat Bhishma Dev. So again Krishna intervened. One of the most difficult opponent to deal was Bhishma. Krishna helped too. Then when it came to Karna, when Karna's chariot was also stuck and Arjuna was hesitating, it was Krishna who was reminding Arjuna of all the past incident where Karna had given trouble to Pandavas, had insulted Draupadi, and that incited anger of Arjuna. And Krishna told you kill Karna. And finally when Duryodhana was left alone, everyone was killed. And then he was going naked to go to meet his mother Gandhari. And that was time again in the night, Krishna meets Duryodhana and said, Duryodhana, where are you going in this phase, you know, in this way? He said, I am going to meet mother. And said, that's okay, but like this? So, and then he said, at least covered your private parts. So he covered his private parts and then he went to meet Gandhari. And Gandhari was like, why you did like that? You know, I told you come full naked. I want to see because I want to make your whole body into like a thunderbolt. But that part remained. The whole body was thunderbolt except that part which was covered by some leaves. And that was the part when the match began between Duryodhan and Bhimsen. It was when the two opposite parties were like combating and no one was getting victorious. It was at that time Krishna pointed to Bhimsen that you hit on the thigh part. And Bhimsen was confused because as per the rules of the match, one cannot hit under the upper, one should not hit somewhere in the lower part of the body. And Krishna said, go ahead, no problem. As Bhimsena was about to hit, there was an Akashvani. Bhamani Saptapati mentioned there was an Akashvani from above all the demigods saying, hey Bhimsena, you cannot do that. It is against the rule of the game. You cannot. So Bhimsena was again, he froze, no, what to do. Then he turned to Krishna, and Krishna said, those demigods are under my control. You don't worry about them. You go ahead. And then Bhimsena, he struck Duryodhana on his thigh, and that was the reason for Duryodhana's death. So you can see how Krishna, at every moment of his of Pandava's life, he was in complete control of their life. Pandavas depended on Krishna, and Krishna was directly the immediate, remote, all cause of all causes. So this is what the relationship between a devotee and Krishna is. For an ordinary person, Krishna is a remote cause. And then there is a law of karma, and the other laws work there. But for a devotee who surrender to Krishna, it is Krishna who intervenes in his life. Krishna takes care of devotee personally, and therefore devotee knows that Krishna is there, so he has no worry. In all bad times or good times in this material world, devotee is always confident that Krishna will always protect him, always save him. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Granthraj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai.